This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Liverpool now unbeaten in 90 minutes in 17 games, going back to mid-December and their loss at Manchester United. Real sort of feel-good factor at the minute. They're grinding the wins out. Bright sparks coming back, obviously. Sturridge, Jordan Ibe, Balotelli's hitting form as well. As for Southampton, no Bertrand, no Alderweireld. That will be a blow to their chances, but they're still in there pitching, aren't they, Lee?
Yeah, they are, yeah. Without wanting to sound like a broken record, I've been waiting for Southampton to slip away all season long, and it just hasn't really happened, has it? The 4 points ahead of Liverpool. I think if they lose to Liverpool here, then they might start to get swallowed up by the pack a little bit. But if they beat Liverpool here, then I think we've got to start seriously thinking about them finishing the top four, something I said categorically would not happen. I mean, after this game, they've got Chelsea away in the remaining 12 fixtures after this. The harder games are Chelsea away, they've got Tottenham at home, and they've got Man City away in the last game of the season. The rest are all outside of the top seven. So, it's in their hands if they can get past this game. Obviously been very good defensively.
A really nice running they've got there, in fairness.
It's not bad. Conceded 8 goals in 13 home games, scoring 24. Liverpool aren't one of the kind of top goal scoring teams away from home. They've scored 16 and conceded 16. So despite Liverpool have got a feel good factor. Look at their away form in the Premier League. They haven't been scoring buckets of goals. Scored 1 at Burnley, 1 at Sunderland, 2 at Villa. Couldn't score at Everton. Didn't score at Man U. I love the price though. 7-4 looks massive for Liverpool. The traders must have been scratching their heads on this one, thinking, oh, who are we going to favour in this game? Because they love the Saints, they love Liverpool. I'll tell you what I'm going to play. I'm going to go for under 1.5 goals here at 9-4. I think it'll be tight. I think Southampton will do what they try and do against the big teams and just shut up shop. Under 2.5 is 4-6, but under 1.5 for me here, 9-4. I think it'll be 1-0 either way. I'm just not quite sure which way.
Okay, Mr. McGovern?
Well, I think Liverpool have got a secret weapon, because if they are losing to Southampton at any stage during the game, they're just going to buy another 4 of their players and put them on their side. I mean, all what you said about Liverpool's away form, yeah, I agree to a point, Lee, but most of those crap results came in the first half of the season when Liverpool were officially crap. Mm. I mean, you've got to judge them now on what they've done since December, because they're a new team now, especially when they've got Sturridge back as well, even though he didn't look that clever in midweek. Liverpool are a bit disappointing, I thought, actually, in midweek against Beşiktaş, despite the win. But unbeaten in what, 19 games, did you say, in 90 minutes?
17.
17, yeah. They're playing better than Southampton now. I mean, Southampton ain't going to finish in the top four. I've got a feeling they won't even finish in the top seven, Southampton. I mean, they are going down, and I'm fed up with them. I mean, it was a bit of fun early in the season. Bugger off back to mid-table where you belong. They're annoying me now.
Upstarts.
Yeah, well, I mean, one goal in their last three games, and they've only played Swansea, QPR and West Ham in that spell. Mm. Liverpool won 3-0 at St Mary's last season. I'm not saying it's going to be a walkover for Liverpool, but 7-4 is one of those prices that come along not very often in the season when you want to go to war with it. I'm going to war this weekend. Liverpool will win.
Yeah, there are 100-30 to finish in the top four, Liverpool. Southampton are 2-1. Man U are 4-9. Again, so, Liverpool are the value there as well.
Well, Liverpool are obviously out against the finish above Southampton if there wasn't a match bet. And the 4 points behind now, I'd be on that all day long. Yeah.
Okay. Can I have a bet here?
Yes, you can.
Just sort of a project that I've just started following. Since Liverpool are playing 5 at the back, obviously with the wing-backs, sort of 3 at the back with the wing-backs, Alberto Moreno, 8-1 any time. You compare him to the price of whoever's playing on the other side, probably Jordan Ibe, he's 13-5 any time. He's already got 2 this season, Moreno. Yeah. He's not going to be as much of an attacking threat, but he'll be in and around the box every now and again. I just think at 8-1, you're not backing a centre-back who stays home for corners, are you?
No. That's worth a bet.
One of those where you've got to stick with it as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Keep backing it for a few weeks until because you've got a few weeks grace, haven't you, before it has to land.
And it might be away from home to Southampton, probably not the time for him to grab a goal. But especially when Liverpool are at home, I think that is a bet that...
Yeah, he nearly got a screamer last night, didn't he, against Beşiktaş from 48 yards, screaming in the top corner almost till the goalie tipped over. Yeah, that's definitely sound advice, that. You can come again, Alex.
I don't want to dampen your enthusiasm, but he scored 3 in 62 for Sevilla. He's already got 2, though, in 29.
What are you talking about, Alex? What kind of a bet is that?
But he's already got 2 for Liverpool in 29, so he's already almost at the...
And he's playing a more advanced position.
Yeah,
he is.
So, yeah. I was just... Yeah. No, I like that.
You've got a factor.
8-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.